gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I got a good looking and good smelling group of people around me this morning.
You're so lucky.
Oh wait, that is Lysol though too. Are you wearing Lysol?
I'm not wearing it. Oh. We sprayed our microphones down.
Maybe
there's
that was
been
a smell.
Sicknesses happening.
Hey, either way, good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. It is Wednesday, the 30th of October, one day away from Halloween.
In New Jersey, Woo! We call this Mischief Night.
Oh, yeah, Ooh. Or Devil's Night. Yeah. In Detroit. No.
Devil's Night.
They
in
do.
Michigan, yeah.
In Michigan, in Detroit, yeah. The police, the fire departments are always out because people are always burning down abandoned buildings. It's still kind of an
Tonight?
Issue.
Tonight?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
do it.
People don't know about this, Joe.
They don't know.
Oh my
so
gosh.
In New Jersey,
I'm not proud of it.
Mischief Night is the night before Halloween. It's where you go like throw eggs at houses.
See, that's what I was going to say. That's what we had that and we called it something else other than Mischief Night, but we never did this. I would never do this. But people would like smash people's pumpkins
yeah.
or like
that's
throw
sad.
Eggs, right? But no one would like buildings on fire.
See, I don't think that like hype night is the night, the biggest party night's the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I guess it's more of a party night. This is just more of a mischief night.
Yeah, yeah. So but like, you do like
explain it,
pork chop.
This isn't something that like, hey, Liv, make sure we burn a house down tonight. These are like bad people that are doing this. I'm saying it's like bad things happen.
Right. Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I'm
yes, I guarantee
of.
You. If you read something like a Detroit like a news station or the paper tomorrow, you'll hear about people like burning buildings.
Well, that's the problem. It's in Detroit.
Yeah, Devil's Night. In
that's
Michigan.
What I just said.
I know, but like, okay, so I guess like Detroit's level is like burning buildings.
Yes.
Probably
that's just Michigan though, because like Michigan State,
like
they burn couches,
pumpkins.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Interesting. I'd rather go with the smashed pumpkins. It's
yeah.
a little less. Crazy.
It's a better band name for sure. So, how was your day, Mackenzie? I looked at your Instagram. Looked like you didn't do much.
I just shot about 50 commercials.
Yay.
I'm exhausted. Yeah, I worked.
How far out?
I had like
shoot?
A 15, 16 hour work day yesterday. I'm through 2020. We
oh.
shot
wow.
all spots through 2020.
Like summertime.
No,
like, oh,
like
okay.
to 2020, like to January.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
like, wow,
okay.
That's just like, we're like, you're like, hey, well, not that you're in a bikini, but it's like, are you like tossing a beach ball around? Like, it's summertime savings.
So I do, I've been a spokeswoman. Like, I do lots of different spokeswoman work. I'm a national spokesperson across the country. This one, though, is I've been with them forever. So it's fun. So yeah, we did holiday. We did like all November, all December, all social media spots, all evergreen spots, all stuff for the sports teams. I mean, we just do. So yeah. So it was great. Though I love my team, it matters the people you work with because they're incredible, and I'm so blessed to get to work with them. So we work like that, so I can churn it out, and I'm pretty tenured at it, so I can do one take, so we can get through it.
Next.
Like if someone threw somebody else into it, I feel like I don't even know what would happen.
Yeah, they'd quit. Like I can't do this.
It was really fun though, so it was great. And then I had like a bang for dinner.
Ooh, yummy!
That's about it.
For dinner, how'd you get to sleep?
Yeah, I didn't get to eat.
She's like, I haven't slept.
We didn't stop. And then I was like, I'm exhausted, but I'm good today. Good to power through. How about you guys?
I'm good. Yesterday, I played some disc golf with Joe and then had a really fancy dinner with my boyfriend.
How was your dinner?
It was so
What did you
good.
Order?
I had like a 12-ounce filet and he had a 22-ounce cowboy ribeye.
Ooh.
And they're like $50.
Were you like, hey, cowboy?
Oh yeah.
Are you ready to go bareback riding?
It was like literally the nicest dinner I've ever had. I've never like spent. Well, actually, I didn't end up spending that much because I had like discounts and stuff. But that was the fanciest dinner I'd ever had in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Was it weird having someone serve you? Because you're like a top server. Was it weird having someone else wait on you?
Yeah, it was weird. It was nice.
You know them too. Well,
that was my first time actually even going in the restaurant that I work at. So, like, to eat. So, yeah, it was a little weird, but it was nice.
Aww, oh, cool. Yay. Glad to hear that. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was really good. I had my last dance lesson before my performance. I had this performance on Sunday, so I was like really nervous about that. So I had that, and then I also got to go to a cycle bar class as well. And I'm still working on that laundry, which is pretty bad.
Since Monday.
Yeah, and I've also watched a bit of the World Series, but I was falling asleep in and out as I was watching it.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that in Joe's Need to Know News, but a tough one. The Astros lose last night, 7-2 to the Nationals. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a game number 7 tonight. Winner take all.
I always like game 7s, though. I love game 7s.
See, everyone, a lot of people around me think it's always a like conspiracy theory, because if you go to game 7, think of all the money they make. I mean, if it was like wham, bam, done, but when they stretch it all the way, so I do believe.
It looked like it was going to be wham, bam, thank you, next.
Right, but then but think of all the money they make through, like, to keep it all the way to 7.
I agree with Mackenzie.
Oh, boy.
Yes, busted.
There's a reason they do this.
I mean, it's millions of dollars.
Watch the way they throw the ball.
They do that for the NBA games, too. The series.
They should have the Super Bowl go to game 7.
Could you imagine?
I was waiting to see.
Could you imagine?
He's just waiting to see if anyone takes a bait.
A 7-game series for football? That's insane. Insane. It would never end.
Hold on, I got to help Porkchop out. Can you say that again? I wasn't ready.
I wonder, like, if the Super Bowl would go to game 7, how crazy that would be, huh? Right?
He literally thought I was going
to
jump on that.
See if someone would bite.
He's like, yeah, oh my gosh. Who would have,
who would bite? Who would bite to that?
He probably was thinking
maybe
I would.
Chloe, intern Chloe, right? No?
No.
Don't insult intern Chloe.
She's like, football, what?
Oh, hey, wait. I forgot to say something important. Oh, I want to shout out my boyfriend's mom, Melissa. She's on her way in right now.
Hey,
because,
girl, hey.
She is having surgery today, so right after the show, me and my boyfriend are going to go be with her in the hospital, so thoughts and prayers, good wishes, all that stuff.
All right. Well, hey, we wish you well, and we'll be thinking about you and praying for you. Lot going on this morning here on Joe McKenzie, of course. Woo, woo, Pumpkinhead. Woo,
yes, live.
Live the Web Girl. We'll be facing the Box of Shame a little over an hour and a half from now. That's 7:50, 6:50 Central.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we got so much to get to. McKenzie, you're working on the tea this morning.
I am.
What do you got going on for that?
Oh, this is so exciting. Is there going to be another season of Big Little Lies? We're going to hear from Reese Witherspoon and Billie Eilish. Says that she has never, ever had one of these.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. We're starting off with Kevin Hart. We are getting an update since his horrific accident. He just posted an emotional video from his recovery.
You know, when God talks, you gotta listen. And I swear life is funny. Because some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most.
Isn't that wild? And what a great perspective to have. He fractured his spine in 3 places in that crash. And he's just on the mend. He's in rehab. And he's like, you know, this is actually a blessing. Helps to put things into perspective. And I believe that's true. My dad suffered a heart attack. And it was like, in retrospect, he's like, you know, it slowed me down. I needed to change my course. And it was just really interesting.
I just wish, like, that I could have, like, a stubbed toe to slow me down. Like, not a car accident. But no, you're right. Not making light of it. But that is, it's like, wow, you really are. Reflect, what am I doing?
And what's important in life? And if you're not living the life that you want to live, what are you doing?
Like, I say work all day. Never leave work.
That's exactly the opposite of the message here. Moving on to Big Little Lies. Woo-hoo. That was my show I legit got HBO for. Obsessed. It's been 2 seasons, and Reese Witherspoon is commenting, will there be a third?
This season was great. Will there be a third season or no?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I guess it matters, like, if the audience wants it. So I guess do you want it?
I love that.
Okay.
Okay, done. And now you have to do it. Now you have to do it.
I don't know.
Oh, it better happen. She, of course, is out with The Morning Show. Jen Aniston, I cannot wait to check this out. Apple TV, that's going to be great. She also says she became a producer because she kept getting bad scripts. So she wanted to ensure that she was getting quality stuff. Talking about quality, LeBron James is so cool. He sent a food truck out to wildfire workers.
My appreciation to the first responders. You know, those guys, men and women, are unbelievable what they're doing and their bravery throughout this, you know, throughout this time. You know, when you're at a risk of your life, anytime you're called upon, different type of mind stages you have to be in. So definitely doesn't go without. Without notice and without appreciation.
It's nice to hear LeBron say something not stupid.
This is really cool. I think he's a really solid guy. He and his family were forced to evacuate the Brentwood home this week when fires got dangerously close. Of course, sending all of our thoughts and prayers out to everyone affected. And of course, the first responders. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, has she ever had a bad show?
Do you have bad shows?
Yeah, but I will say, though, that the bad shows are still...
It's all good.
Good.
Now, it's like if I have off show, I kind of don't care. Yeah. Things are supposed to be messy. Life is messy. Especially what drew me to punk is that it's all one big zitty face imperfection that makes, you know, it's like taking trash and making it zitty beautiful. Yeah.
So that was Billy and Billy. The other Billy was Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, the frontman. And it's really cool that both Billys are together for a shoot for Rolling Stone. They're going to do the cover. And I love that she's like, if I have a bad show, it's still good. Would we say the same thing, Joe?
No, I'd be like, absolutely guys, not. I told you we've got to do better.
That's pretty much every single day.
This affects our jobs, our ratings. No, but that's it. I like hearing out of that. The biggest thing is actually from Billy Joel Armstrong is that life's messy. Because not that I want things to be perfect. Like, I'm not a neat freak, but I kind of am. I'm like, if I can't control it and make sure everything goes right, then I freak out.
And
but
what
it's
did
like,
I pull you aside and tell you, Joe? To just flow.
Please shower more.
Oh. Flow with life. Flow. Just flow more.
All right. I'm going to flow. You got Clo money over there?
Yeah,
I'm
baby.
Flow money over here, baby.
Yeah, Clo money flows.
Joe with the flow. That's my new rap name. Joe with the flow.
Today it was born.
Wow. Sorry. That's what we do.
I like it.
Mackenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe Mackenzie. Hey, thank you. All right. I was wondering, do you have Halloween candy set out for tomorrow night? Like, Mackenzie?
No, I haven't bought it yet. I don't buy it. I will buy it today or tomorrow morning.
Okay. Now, when you hand things out for people, are you handing out Halloween candy? Or you're not one of those people that would want to hand other stuff out, are you?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, boy. Okay. I want to talk about this next here on Joe Mackenzie. Do you hand out like regular Halloween? Do you like to get that? Or I've heard other people give out other stuff like toothbrushes and like floss. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's cool when people give out other things because everyone gives out candy.
All right. We're going to talk about that next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin heads. Pumpkin. Pumpkin heads. Pumpkin. Pumpkin heads. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead.
Liv the Web Girl is going to be a Pumpkinhead for the Box of Shame in about 1 hour from now here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Oh, I can't wait. Who's excited for this? It's the Box of Shame punishment. This is going to be so good.
Wow, yeah. So excited. Can't wait.
All right, well, while you compose yourself, it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Major League Baseball, the big story right there. The Nationals beat the Astros in game 6, 7-2, your final. Game number 7 is tonight. There was a big moment, though, and Liv, I lean on you because you're the sports expert. Maybe you can explain it some more. When Trey Turner for the Nationals was called out at first base.
Yes, okay, so what happened was he was running into first base, and when you're running into first base, you have to stay to the right of the white line so you don't interfere with the passing of a ball between the throwing team, the pitching team. Now, he was to the left of the white line the entire time, so he came into the base at a very weird angle. So they reviewed it and reviewed it and reviewed it, and the Nationals manager got so upset and was so mad that they were reviewing it because he thinks that he should have been safe and no question about it, that he just literally lost his temper and had to have other coaches holding him back.
Wow.
Because he was trying to run at the umpires. And so they kicked him out and they said that he actually did go into the base the wrong way and he got out.
All right. Well, game number 7 is tonight. We'll find out who will be your World Series champions, the Astros or the Nationals. Pork Chop, you like free tacos, am I right?
I love free anything.
All right, Taco Bell's handing out free tacos today. You can actually thank the guy we just talked about, Washington National shortstop Trey Turner, this year's Taco Hero. The promotion goes on today. They're giving away a free taco because he stole a base in game number one of the World Series. From 2 to 6 p.m. local time, wherever you're at, you can walk into a participating Taco Bell nationwide and get the free taco, which normally costs $1.69. I think it's a Doritos Locos taco.
Doritos Locos.
Cool Ranch is so good. I'm still mad at Taco Bell for getting rid of that one, but whatever. This is insane. A Kentucky woman fired a gun into a Kentucky Fried Chicken drive-thru window because she wasn't given a fork and a napkin with her order.
Sounds like a classy lady.
The woman drove off after the incident and hasn't been arrested at this time. The restaurant is currently closed while police look for the shooting expert. Could you imagine, like, how many times have you been mad when you went through the drive-thru and you didn't get what you want? Like, I get mad when I don't get ketchup. Well, condiments, I guess. If you don't give me my sauce for my nuggets or my ketchup, I'm an unhappy boy. But I'm not going to shoot the place up.
Do you go back around?
Well, usually it's after the fact, like when I got home.
Yeah, you always realize you're missing something, I feel like, when you get home.
And this is the thing I was telling you about. By the way, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's Joe and Mackenzie. But be careful when you're posting things on there, especially Liv. We were talking about the whole free the nipple movement. This is something you want to watch out because you can get your account deactivated, possibly, if you do this. Facebook and IG have banned the use of sexual emojis, including the eggplant, peach, and water drips. The new guideline says that the taboo emojis cannot be used to depict sexual activity or cover up nude body parts. So, like, let's say you're like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, show my butt off, but I'll do a peach emoji.
Oh, not even a peach, because the peachy's kind of cute.
You can't. There's the peach, the eggplant, pork chop, the nudes you always post up. You can't do that with the eggplant as a joke, because they could possibly deactivate
that
your account.
Is wild.
His day is ruined.
Oh my goodness, they're banning emojis. Wow, 2019,
yeah, for sure. The emojis can still be used in captions, but not in a manner that suggests anything sexual. Anyone who uses one of the sexual emojis, as they say, could find their post removed or their account could be deactivated.
Wow.
Instagram thoughts? With you.
Not that they would use this, but like influencers that only know how to do, like, what if that's what the thing is with like social media, that only are influencers and that's their main deal. I get that it's lucrative, but like, dude, if Instagram shuts down your account, what are you doing? What are you going to do with your life?
I don't know.
Wild.
I don't hear this problem on MySpace. Just saying. That'll be still going strong. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it on out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the day. Ooh, it's coming up next, and it's all about the cold temperatures we got in Indy and in Houston. Don't go anywhere. It's Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Joe and Mackenzie. The day. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Your votes at 52140. That's the number you text the word song, S-O-N-G. Decide who has got the best song for that category for that day. Little sneak preview. Tomorrow we'll be doing Halloween, but right now it's kind of cold, isn't it? I mean, it's cold in Indy and cold in Houston.
Yes.
Well, right now in Houston it's 70, but tonight's low is 46.
Ooh, that's cool.
Nippy.
That's cool.
And tomorrow's high in Houston is only 55.
Well, it's always cold on Halloween.
Yeah.
And in Indy.
In Indy, it's miserable.
46 right now. It's supposed to be rainy all day. We might even get snow in Indy tomorrow.
This is terrible. I blame all the weather people. You love it when it's sunny, but then you don't want to take credit for when it's crappy.
Cold weather rolling in.
Okay, so that being said, those are our song categories. Let's get into the songs. Mackenzie, what song do you have for cold weather?
Well, you just mentioned that it's getting chilly, so you want to snuggle up when you're getting dressed, especially, you know, you want to do layers. So I chose Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. And now, so let me. Love that song. It's kind of like it's been here and gone.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good song, actually. I'm not going to vote for it because I want to win. I hate losing, but that's a great song.
You're not going to hear it unless you vote for it today.
Live the Web Girl, what song do you have for cold weather?
Okay, so I'm a type of person that loves Christmas music and holiday music year round. Does not matter the time. I will listen to holiday music whenever.
No.
So I pick one of my favorite holiday songs that just reminds me of cuddling up next to a fire and being cozy and trying to be warm and staying out of the cold weather. And that's Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
Christmas time!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Holidays!
not even Halloween yet.
Hey, it's cold weather. Come on.
There's no way that's going to win.
It's an appropriate time for NSYNC's holiday album.
I thought it was going to be Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. I thought it was behind it.
Justin Bieber or something.
Oh, Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. I thought about picking that song. I love that
song. Don't worry. Say that for around, I don't know, a month or two from now around Christmas.
Right.
Chops, what do you got, my man?
Well, I went with a different direction. My song title is actually Cold, but it's more about having a cold heart. This one's by Crossfade.
Does that go out to anybody?
No, I've got
sending
a warm,
this one out to my ex.
I've got a warm heart.
Okay.
That's intense for the morning.
Yeah, I know. And last but not least, myself, Joe, I went with a song that definitely hits on the topic of it being cold, but to be honest, it also inspires you because it's a little bit of hot. I went with Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
Because you're hot and you're cold.
That to someone. I might vote for you, Joe.
Can you please give us a name? Just say their name. What's it rhyme with? All right.
We'll see if you win.
All right. If it wins, Mackenzie will tell us their name and dedicate it to them. All you got to do now is decide what song you want to hear. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140.
We're getting a lot of differing comments based on my song choice. So just vote, okay? So we know. Because some people are like, yes. And then other people are like, we should ban her from Song of the Day.
Somebody asked me the other day, it's like, does Liv really not know that Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is a classic song? And I'm like, no, she didn't even know it till she saw that new Queen movie.
Okay, I'm sorry, but Wayne's World is not a popular movie.
You make me want to ban you from the show permanently when you say things like that. Not even Song of the Day. Sorry. Positive vibes. Positive vibes. Mm-hmm. Hey, all you got to do is text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and you can decide between the following. Sweater Weather by Mackenzie. She had By the Neighborhood. Liv had Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays by NSYNC. Pork Chop had Cold by Crossfade and myself. Joe, I went with Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. That's what?
If Liv wins, I'm sure we'll be the first radio station in the country to play a Christmas song.
Yes! Let's make a record.
No, let's not. We are about to get the results for Song of the Day, but real quick, I want to remind you, in 50 minutes, so 7:50, 6:50 Central, we are doing the Box of Shame, and we know who it is. It is Liv the Web Girl. We actually even know the punishment ahead of time because there's nothing to draw out of. We all decided it would be Pumpkinhead. And Liv?
Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead.
Will face the Box of Shame. She will be a Pumpkinhead. More details to come, but Mackenzie, you know it's about to happen, and it's pretty good.
I know. There's going to be some fun twists and turns happening with our Pumpkinhead, too.
Meanwhile, Liv since silently plotting my death.
When
okay.
We send the pumpkin out into the wild.
So, song of the day, it's a little chilly. Cool temps in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Houston, Texas. And we are talking about cold weather songs. Let's do a little review before we get the results from Pork Chop and our robot friend, Susie.
Rosie!
What? Who is Susie? You've been cheating on Rosie?
Do you have a side chick?
Recapping the songs are. God. No. Mackenzie went with Sweater Weather by the Neighborhood.
Both your hands in the holes of my sweater.
We had Liv with Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from NSYNC.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Producer Porkchop went with a rock song today. He went with Cold by Crossfade. You suck. He went with Cold by Crossfade. Sorry, I got fat fingers, and if you hit the wrong button, it goes back to the beginning. And myself, Joe, I went with Hot and Cold, so I got the cold in there, by Katy Perry.
Cause you're hot and you're cold, you're yes then you're no, you're in then you're out.
So, who is going to be the winning song? Rosie. And Pork Chop, what are the results?
I cannot believe this. We all tied with 25%. No, I'm kidding. But there is one of us who came so far behind that they're in a different state. 14% of the vote.
It's pork chop. It has to be pork chop.
Goes to producer Pork Chop.
He was so hyped yesterday. He's like, oh, I've got it. I've got it.
I don't like the way your song makes me feel.
Why?
I've never heard it.
What I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way that I used to be. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. No. Not anything about you or your message. Just the song. I don't like the intensity of it right now.
Oh, then you
not
would,
my mood.
You would never love when I listen to Five Finger Death Punch then.
Nope.
All right, well, we got different tastes in music.
Coming in third place with 25% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
What?
Oh, my God!
What's wrong with you guys? Come on, it's time to kick off the Christmas spirit.
I can't stand you right now.
I love you. Five.
Yeah, like you need. But yeah, I want to play a Christmas song.
Right.
Come on.
I like the idea of a holiday song.
Right behind her, with 27% of the vote in second place, Joe Pesh.
No.
What?
That means Mackenzie
yes!
is the big winner with 32%
yes,
of the vote.
Yes.
I right. love this song.
Thank
How
you.
Does sweater weather.
This
be?
Is a jam, dude.
I've never heard
this
it before.
This was a number one. Well, enjoy. Turn it up. It's your song of the day.
The theme today was cold weather, and Mackenzie's your winner. She had the neighborhood sweater weather.
Yes, and shout out to Lenny Bree. Whoop, whoop. He's feeling that as well.
If you don't know who he is, he's our technical producer in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now.
Singing along, being cute in this studio.
And the reason we picked this song category for cold weather is because in Houston right now it's 70, but tonight it's going to be 41, and tomorrow's high is 55.
Gonna be chilly.
Yeah. Unseasonably cold for Houston.
In Indy, it's possibly going to snow on Halloween.
No, and I have to take my little girl out. I'm dreading this.
You can just tell her it's canceled. Kids don't know stuff.
No, I'm going to be in the car in my seat heater and follow slow like a creep.
By the way, song of the day tomorrow, I think I have the best choice. I don't want to reveal mine yet, but the song of the day category will be Best Halloween Song.
Yes.
So, looking forward to that.
Wow.
If you got any suggestions, hit us up. Joe McKenzie, send us a DM on Instagram.
Oh, he has the best creepy laughs. I forgot that's a hidden talent of Chops.
All right. Do me a favor. Do me a flavor. Why don't you save that for tomorrow?
Okay.
Please do all day.
I'm into it. I like it like that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, it could be a TV show we think, man, you need to watch it. It's really good. It could be something that we like listening to music-wise. It could be a book. It could be cosmetic. I mean, pretty much anything is open. It's wide open for us to share with you, and we think, hey, you should check this out. For me, it's actually a musical thing, and I want you guys to bear with me because you're like, oh my gosh. But Mackenzie and the T the other day talked about Kanye West's new album, which is called Jesus is King, and she talked about how there's actually Kenny G on there on
he
one of the songs.
So hot.
So I went and I listened, and I ended up downloading the song off of his album, Jesus is King. This one is called Use the Gospel. It is Kanye West featuring Clips, who I love from the Neptunes, and Kenny G. Check this out. Let me know what you guys think.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those. And in my arrogance, took a camera pose. Caught with a trunk, a Barry Manilow. They sing a different tune when the slammer closed. From the concrete grew a rose. They give you rape talk, I give you faith talk. Blindfolded on this road, watch me faith walk. Just hold on to your brother when his faith lost.
Then Kenny
yes,
G comes
Kenny
in.
G.
And this thing goes on like for a while. He really breaks it down, but I'll tell you what, it is different.
Sexy.
I mean, I really I honestly like the song, and I need to get more into the album and listen more. But I was like, I'm going to download the list song because I liked it. And I think it's something you can check out. It is Kanye West featuring Clips and Kenny G. That is called Use This Gospel from Jesus is King, Kanye West's new album. And then this beat when it drops back in, it's so dope. But anyways,
I'm glad you love it.
I like it. It's different. It's not typical Kanye West, but I think it's pretty dope.
Because Kenny G wasn't cool, but if you think he's the master of his craft, he's the best at saxophone. He's the best of the best in his niche.
Take it right here. I kind of like it, but that's just me. Mackenzie, what are you into this week?
Oh, I am so into. So I had a television shoot yesterday, and I am into my girl, Jessica Marie, J. Marie Makeup. So if you want to follow her on Instagram, I just am floored by her makeup artistry and that she can give hot tips and tricks, and she's just an all-around amazing person. So I want you to check her out. Again, on Insta, it's at J. Marie Makeup. She just does little tricks like you don't even know, and I know it's kind of a girly thing, but like,
I'm listening.
Like she'll put just a, like she'll do the contour. And then she'll do like a light highlight on your nose and then your Cupid's bow to make your lips look a little more luscious. And just she has all these amazing, incredible, I don't know, like beauty hacks. And she's just an all around incredible person.
Can
I've known her for a long time.
Do anything for guys like to get rid of the double chin? Like, is there a makeup
she
contour?
She could totally help you out. All right. Like, she's incredible. She's my ride or die. I've been going to her for years. Her website is jmariemakeup.com. Check it out.
All right. What are you into this week, Live the Web Girl?
Okay. So mine's sort of kind of like a beauty hack too. And I've actually been doing this since college, so I don't know why I have never like kind of shared it or I've like made this what I'm into. And I've learned it from some of the best like beauty YouTubers in the game. And basically it's like a very cheap dermaplaning, like for all of my homegirls out there who are in college or who are struggling or who just can't afford to get like facials all the time. So it's an eyebrow razor. So it's a very, like, it's a razor, but it's not a super sharp razor. And what you do is you take it in little strokes on your face to shave off your peach fuzz and also the first layer of dead skin on your face. So it's really good for anti-aging. Your moisturizer can soak in way more, so it's very hydrating to the face. Also, your makeup lays amazing and beautifully on your face. And these little razors, they come in a 3-pack at Sephora for $12, and they'll last you for so long. And it's just nice to do like once a month to just kind of get that dead skin off. And it's like very like anti-aging, and it's so good for your skin.
Any tips you would do for technique so people don't like cut themselves?
Yeah, so go, like I just said, go in small strokes, kind of facing downwards. So go from like the top of your face down, just small little stroke. And I mean, if you've ever used a razor before, you'll be able to kind of figure it out. Also, if you want to go on YouTube and search for it, literally Google any sort of beauty YouTuber and they'll have a video.
You
about
should
it.
Grow out your facial hair and then like do a YouTube tutorial. That would be dope.
I mean, I
think
could
of how
do
many
now,
web hits you would get.
I've got thick peach fuzz.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see who can have thicker peach fuzz.
When women do like dermaplaning, you're like, I had all that. Like you would never think.
Yeah, it's a cheap version of dermaplaning, but it's very nice. I love doing it. I've done it for years.
All right, there we go. Learning something new here today. I don't know about you, Porkchop, but I'm like, I'm gonna look so good now that I have all these beauty hacks.
Oh yes.
And tips. What about you, man? What are you into this week?
I have been sleeping on Kroger gas. Now, I am not endorsed by Kroger, I should be, because I live right next to one, and I shop there all the time, and my boyfriend goes, hey, why don't we get Kroger gas? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, why would you get gas from, like, a grocery store? And he's like, because you get discounts for shopping there? So we went and got Kroger gas. I didn't even know how many points I had. I had 30 cents off a gallon. Are you kidding me? That's huge.
This is awesome.
Yeah. And
Porkchop rolls up to the pump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liv was saying her mom sometimes gets a dollar off a gallon.
I use my parents' points because I still use my parents' Kroger card because they get like for gas because they get so many points and I'll get a dollar off a gallon.
That's crazy. Yeah, so if you shop at Kroger, use their gas.
That's something new. Like I never even paid attention to where I ever got gas before.
Well, Mackenzie, I'm so rich, I don't need to save any money on my
gas.
No,
but I'm saying that's something new.
No, I mean me. No, I get you. That is cool. And I think it's been around for a little bit with the different certain stores or whatever, if they have like the little gas pumps out there, mm-hmm. they have those incentives. Because, yeah, I mean, 10 cents even a gallon, that adds up.
Have you seen like Costco or any of those places? Those gas pumps are always crazy. Like, I don't do it, but I like see people. I'm like, whoa, people wait like 20 minutes.
I'm here to buy my gasoline in bulk. All right, that's what we're into. If you go onto joeandmackenzie.com, you'll see that later. Also, on our Instagram story, go follow us. It is Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie, working on the tea. What's coming up?
Uh-oh, Paris Hilton is in trouble for calling this 15-year-old hot. And who Kim Kardashian has approved all of her outfits.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Kanye West. What? Apparently, Kim seeks his approval for almost all of her outfits. This is super interesting.
I mean, duh. I wear them on a daily. I love them. They're super 80s. I remember everyone made fun of me for wearing them a few years ago. Now I see them all over the place. So definitely KKW approved.
She's talking about biker shorts there. So Kanye is demanding wifey Kim get his approval for all of her outfits. They had this explosive fight over what she wore to the Met Gala. He says it used to be all about her sex appeal, showing off those curves, but now he's turned conservative and cringes when he sees her leaving the house showing too much skin.
How would you feel if a guy told you that?
It depends. If he's like got an insane sense of style, yes. But if someone doesn't have my like a
wear
no.
this garbage bag,
like,
it's
why
fashionable.
Why would I listen to someone who doesn't know what's going on? So it just depends who it was. If it was someone who's killer style, then heck yeah, I would mind. I would not mind that. Paris Hilton, this is interesting. She's still got like her old school vibe. She admits she owns over 100 Juicy Couture velour tracksuits in every color.
That's hot.
So she used to wear those all the day, like think back in the day for like Simple Life, and she says she still has them. I got rid of a ton of things. I love these suits because I had a ton of Juicy Couture sweatsuits, but she's like, I can't get rid of them. I love them, and I still probably own over 100 in every single color.
Jeez, that's insane.
That is insane. Paris, get this, is in deep trouble for calling a 15-year-old Millie Bobby Brown hot.
That's hot.
Okay, so that's the actress from Stranger Things, and she took to social media to show off like a cute leopard dress she was wearing, little ponytail. Paris Hilton writes, she's hot. Well, this has warranted a strong reaction from stars like Evan Rachel Wood, who demanded that she take that back because the girl's only 15.
She shouldn't be calling 15-year-olds hot. Does she mean like, oh, I'm like, that's an attractive hot, or just like, I don't know, like, oh, that's hot.
I think she just says it so much. Obviously, she's trademarked it. I don't think she meant, like, whoa, that 15-year-old is hot.
So physically attractive. But, look at her.
So I think, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think she deserves the heat?
No, I think people are taking something which, listen, I can't believe I'm defending Paris Hilton here, but no, I think it's being not that big of a deal.
Yeah, so it's interesting. When you call someone or something hot, just beware. People might have problems with it. Well, this is hot, kind of. HBO has canceled their Game of Thrones prequel. But has picked up another sequel. So HBO canceled the Game of Thrones prequel that featured Naomi Watts, but they picked up another sequel. So the series was to set place roughly 5,000 years before the events of Game of Thrones. Sources say the network scrapped plans for the prequel, but it already had a full pilot episode shot in Northern Ireland and it was supposed to be awesome. But then they've picked up a sequel called House of the Dragon, which is set 300 years before the original Throne series, chronicling the beginning of the end for the house. So, I don't know.
Come on, guys. It's just going downhill. What happened? We had a good series. You ruined the finale. Now you're breaking my heart.
I feel like they should kind of maybe just leave it alone.
I would like to see the House of Dragons, though, because, you know, that house, like, literally is completely diminished. It's totally gone by the end of Game of Thrones. I want to know what happened beforehand, because it's kind of like a mystery throughout the entire series. They never explain it.
So you're into it?
I'd be into it.
Cool. So we'll keep you posted. Who knows? These things change all the time. But if they're in a pilot, I hate that they scrapped it.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for those people. All right. Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, guys. Coming up in about 30 minutes.
Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead.
Liv the Web Girl is going to face the box of shame. She has to do Pumpkinhead. We'll tell you more about that. But coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, speaking of Liv, I can't believe, we'll go more into this in a few minutes, Liv is a freeloader. I mean, unless I'm wrong, but she's got some drama with her family. Am I missing anything here? That's pretty much it, right?
That's like, basically it, yeah.
What a freeloader.
Okay, let me explain, though, all right?
I'll let you explain coming up next
year,
okay?
You guys have been really harsh. We don't even know what's
happening.
Well,
no, I overheard her talking about it. All right, hey, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. So Liv the Web Girl, from what I hear, I'm going to let her clarify this one, but apparently there is some drama in the Liv family tree. What's going on here? Like, your sisters are kind of upset?
Yeah. Okay, so my sisters are mad. If you don't know, I am the youngest. I have three older sisters. So there's four of us, and I'm the youngest of four girls. And I still kind of get some help from my parents with things. Like, they still pay for my cell phone bill. They still...
What?
Yes.
How old are you again?
I'm 25. And so they still pay for my cell phone bill. They still help me pay for a couple of other things. Like, anytime I go home, they're constantly, like, buying me groceries. Anytime they come up here, they buy me a lot of groceries. They help me out with things. They still help me buy furniture sometimes. Just things like that.
Any other bills?
They'll help me with, like, insurance sometimes and stuff, too. They pay for, like, anything, like, medical that I can't afford, they, like, help me with and stuff like that. So they do help me with a lot of, like, medical bills and things like that. And my sisters are very upset about this. So I obviously, they're all older, and they said that they got cut off way earlier than my parents have cut me off. So my parents have not totally cut me off, and I'm 25, and they're really upset about this. And they think that it's not fair that they're clearly showing favoritism and all of these things. But I think that it's just what comes with the turf being the youngest. Like, they can't get mad because my parents have no other kids to take care of. They're not paying for college tuition, anything like that.
833-563-2539. To address that first thing, because there's so much more to, like, peel off this onion, do you agree with Liv? Is that just the normal way it has to be? Like, it's always been that way? The oldest, you know, can't do anything. The youngest gets away with everything. Like,
no,
like,
but
what's your story?
It's like, the payment-wise, yes, my parents helped me pay for a lot of things, and I'm 25, and my sisters were cut off around, like, 21 or something. But my sisters got away with everything in high school, like, as far as, like, drinking and things like that, because my parents were naive. By the time I came around, I got caught all of the time because they had been there. They've been around the block. They knew these kinds of things were happening.
And I see two things happening here. And if this is interesting, because I am one of three girls. I have two sisters. One of my sisters, very upset about the same exact thing. Here's the thing. I think when your parents, naturally, as you progress, usually have more money later on in life. So, like, for your wedding, they'll probably have more money than they did. I don't know if one of your sisters is married.
All three of them are, yeah.
Yeah, and so that will probably be an issue.
Well, Liv's dad's in the mob, so money's not a problem.
No, I'm just saying, but later on in life, you usually, not always, are able to give your kids more. But I always think it's very fair. Here's the thing. Life is not linear. If you have multiple children, one of your children is going to need help at different times more than the others. So I guess one of my sisters is just very much even, Steven. Everything should be fair. But that's, in my opinion, just not how life works. And I feel like if you need to help one of your kids more at one point, they will. And then later on, you can help the other one. So
exactly. That's what I think, too. Especially
as long as you're not taking advantage. If you really, really need the help.
I mean, my parents don't have anything else going on right now. So it's like,
I mean, cell phone, I feel like you could pay your own cell phone. But I get, like, medical. If you can't afford medical and you really direly need the help, then of course.
Well, the other question, too, I want to know, like, I want to see what you guys think about what's going on with Liv. But also, I kind of want to have you... It sounds like Liz almost bragging. I want to know, what are you getting, like, on the parents' bankroll right now? Like, what are your parents covering?
Like my dad, my engine blew up. And an engine is over $10,000. I had just moved. I'm a single mom. And my dad helped me out. Like, that was a dire circumstance. So in that circumstance, I don't think, like, someone, it's not the same as, like, oh, my parents are paying
my cell phone bill. There's people right now, McKenzie, listening. It's like, my parents still pay my cell phone bill. They still pay my car payments. Like, and the parents probably don't even feel bad about it. They probably like doing it.
Yeah, I think there's just a fine line of, like, you know, I don't know, whatever the circumstance may be.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Raina real quick. What's up, Raina?
Hi there. I don't think it's any of their business.
Yes.
I'm the youngest. My parents are divorced, so I'm the baby on one set of parents and the oldest on the other. And I would not say anything to my parents if they helped my little brother or my older siblings. I don't think it's anybody's business.
But you don't think it's, you wouldn't be bothered if like your youngest sibling is taking advantage of your parents?
If they're taking advantage, now that's a different story.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Taking advantage. She's working.
I think it is the same thing though. If you're 25 and you're not taking care of yourself, you're taking advantage of your parents. You're out of the nest. Fly, bird, fly.
Right, but I don't think she's taking advantage. She's not on drugs. She's not, you know,
as
living in their basement and all that
but
stuff.
Yeah, so. I agree with you. It's like stay in your lane. Like she's worked out something with her parents. I don't know what this is, why the sisters really, I mean, what, it's none of their business.
Okay, we're going to talk about this because I disagree. 833-563-2539. It's Joe
You were
McKenzie.
The kid that your parents you gave your brother more, huh?
We'll talk to you next. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're talking about Liv the Web Girl, and her sisters are upset because Liv's the youngest, and, well, her parents kind of help her out with some things, like occasionally the phone bill. If she needs help, like going to the doctor, she needs like a little bit of money for insurance, they got it covered. It wasn't necessarily the case for her older siblings. I just saw a DM we got, and I want to address this, and you can join in at 833-563-2539. It says, a thought here, Liv's sisters also have a second income, and she doesn't. She's not married. I think Joe's jealous. I just from my situation, my brother's turned his life around and he's like awesome. He's killing it. He's crushing it. He makes a ton of money. He's doing awesome, where he almost died from doing drugs and all this stuff. But I saw my brother during that time of like 5 or 7 years drain my mom of everything he had, and he took advantage of her. And I know you're not on drugs or heroin, but my point is, though, I do see people, though, that are lazy and bums, and they do that, and it's a slippery slope. And I'm not saying you or Mackenzie are doing that or anybody, but my whole point is just simply that I really think once you're out of the nest, you should try to, if you have a certain circumstance of life, like does change, for example, like Mackenzie, I know you had your engine blow up or you had to move across the country. That's different. That's not leeching off of your parents.
Okay, but that's like I'm in desperate need of SOS.
Help!
I need help!
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm also not draining my parents. My parents are very responsible financially, and like they can afford an extra like $20 for my phone bill a month. They can.
Yeah, but I saw you buying shots the other day. I don't think that went towards your phone bill. All right, 833-563-2539. Hannah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up?
I am the baby of the family and the only girl. So I don't know if my brothers necessarily get jealous or not, but I also feel like when I moved out into my own place, my parents just kind of were like, oh, hey, by the way, we're getting rid of this. You want this? You want that? I'm currently driving. My parents have given to me. I'm 32 years old. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 11 years. I work 46 hours a week plus. So it's not like I don't work my butt off for what I have, too. It just happened to be that, you know, they were getting rid of this car and my cars were going downhill, so they gave it to me. I don't know. I don't know if they get jealous or not, but I also know that they sometimes, you know, pay for vacations for my siblings. And I don't sit there and like, oh, my gosh, I wish I had that, because I know my parents have helped me out in different ways.
Okay.
And see, that's the thing, too, is that my parents had a huge move about 3 years ago or 4 years ago because they wanted to downsize from the house we grew up in. When that happened, all three of my sisters were married. They were all living with their husbands in their own houses, and they got so much of all of that nice furniture, but I was still in college, so like I didn't get any of that furniture. And so like they get little perks like that that I miss out on. So I'm like, shut your mouth if they're helping me with some bills.
What's the sitch with your sister now? Are you guys fighting? Are you talking? Or who's
mad
at who?
It's just like kind of a constant ongoing thing, and it's just like constant kind of comments like, oh, you get that, oh, you get this, like we didn't get that. And it's almost like I'm like, shut up, guys, because I don't want you to change my parents' minds and them all of a sudden totally cut me off. Like, you're gonna ruin this for me. You should be supportive.
Now, when your parents downsize, like what did they do with the butlers? Like, did your sisters
shut
get a butler?
Oh my gosh,
or like a
you're
nanny?
So dramatic.
Okay, let's go to Brandon this morning. Brandon, what you want to say?
I'm the youngest in my family, and I'm actually in college right now. But the only thing that my parents actually end up paying for me is they pay my phone bill, and then they only pay part of my like my car insurance. When it comes to like medical bills and everything else, they put me in charge of that, and they kind of did that with my sister and my brother as well once when they turned 18. But so like I can see where Liv is coming from with like, yeah, it's up to them and all this, but I can also see where Joe's coming from, where you need to like take responsibility once when you go out and everything. So, like, to me, it's kind of like a double-edged sword both ways.
No, I think that's a great point. Hey, Brandon, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. April, what did you want to say about the situation?
You know, I have a sister on call. Hey,
April, hang on a second. April, can you talk right into your phone? Make sure you're not on speaker or Bluetooth. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Sound really muffly.
Sure. I think ultimately sometimes it comes down to enabling. I have a sister-in-law, 3 kids. I was in a domestic violence situation, got out of that over a year. But, you know, she's got my father-in-law who enables her and pays her. I kid you not, she probably pays for nothing. She lives in his house, rent-free, utilities, doesn't pay for a car, insurance, not even groceries sometimes, or gas. Ultimately, it's enabling the individual. They need to learn to stand on their own 2 feet and live off the income they have. And, yeah, getting help every once in a while is okay, but... Yeah, you have to draw the line of when you're taking advantage of.
But this woman has 3 children and was in a domestic situation.
But she got out of it.
Don't you think she deserves though, like a little help and support to get back on her feet?
Oh, she's had support over, all those years. She depended on her dad to take care of her and him before she got out of her domestic.
Okay.
That's just a hard situation. I don't know the situation. I'm just saying sometimes I feel like we should cut some people some slack.
All right, let's wrap things up with Alex this morning. Alex, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
I can kind of get both ends of the spectrum. I get where Liv's coming from. I am the oldest of 2 children. I have a younger sister. She has, I wouldn't say per se special needs, but she does have a learning disability that makes harder for her to pick up on things. It takes her longer to learn different things.
Hey, Liv, I got to make everyone feel a little bit better about themselves right now.
Yeah.
My parents pay my phone bill and my car insurance, too.
What?
And punch out, Joe. Hit the punch out.
You want us to feel so sorry for you guys?
That's it.
No.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin head.
Live the web girl.
Pumpkin.
Are you ready?
Pumpkin head.
Live the web girl.
Pumpkin head.
Are you ready?
No. I don't want to do this.
Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe are heading out right now. They are going to a secret location. Live the Web Girl has to do Pumpkin Head.
This is incredible. Are you ready? I feel so bad for you.
Did anyone bring a bag for my hair?
I have it. Porkchop, real quick, before you leave, go in there, grab the pumpkin so she can see. I want her on-air reaction.
Close your eyes, Liz.
Okay, my eyes are closed. She lost
Dare Dice.
This is heavier than 20 pounds.
If you missed it, and now we have a pumpkin head.
Oh my gosh, it's huge!
And she has some put and wear.
This is like 35 pounds, maybe 40.
Oh my gosh, it's huge!
Oh my gosh.
You did such a good job of carving this.
Thank you. I carved
it. Did you do it or Lynn's?
I did it this morning. I'm actually the carver in my family.
That
I love my wife.
Awesome. Dude.
I did that by hand, a little freestyle.
You are not,
dude. Liv, get cold.
No, you are not putting it on my head. Oh my gosh, it's so heavy!
We have to get a picture of you wearing it.
Don't drop it.
I think this is like literally triple the size of my head.
Well,
we have to get a picture.
I had to get it big in case I lost.
Okay, right. Yeah, I need the bag to tie it in my hair.
All right, here we go.
Okay, they're on the road. Follow us. They're going to go live on Instagram right now. It's Joe and McKenzie. This is going to be awesome. I'm really worried about like her neck being stable. Do we have a neck brace anywhere? Wow. This is such a great day. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It's not Joe or I. This is one I did not want to lose.
We are about to check in with Porkchop. He's with Liv and intern Chloe. Today, the box of shame, we already knew what it was. In honor of Halloween, it is Pumpkin Head.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin Head. Pumpkin. Pumpkin Head. Pumpkin. Pumpkin Head.
Cop extraordinaire, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, tell me the situation. What's about to go down? This is live on Instagram. If you want to see it, it's Joe and McKenzie. Follow the show and watch it live.
So if you're in Indianapolis, you could come see us. We're on the corner of 15th and Capitol at the Starbucks. If you're in Houston, you could fly here and see us. But we're about to go into the Starbucks right now. For some reason, they just shut the lights off. I think they closed because they saw Liv coming in with a pumpkin head.
Oh, no.
We're literally... walking into the Starbucks right now. Intern Chloe's already in there holding our spot. This is seriously, this has made my day. Liv with this pumpkin head on is hilarious.
How
As I was
big?
Driving around corners,
it's
like 25 the pumpkin
pounds.
Head's too big. And she was, oh my gosh, wait, we're walking in Starbucks right now.
All right,
people are like, what?
Pork chop, I'm gonna turn down your phone and turn up the live feed of Instagram Live. So tell Liv to be loud, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Liv, turn up the Instagram. We're loud. Talk loud.
Walking in Starbucks right now. People are like, what? Okay. Hey, Liv, turn up the Instagram. We're loud. Talk loud.
Okay. This is just really embarrassing.
Louder.
So, I really don't want to order this. I want to leave. People are looking at me, and it's so heavy. And I'm trying to act casual, but it's not really working.
So what are you going to order, Liv?
Someone is videotaping me, a third party.
Someone is videotaping Liv right now, a third party. Because, like, what's going
okay,
on?
Okay, so she's about to order a pumpkin spice latte. She should protest the pumpkin spice that she's a pumpkin head.
Oh, wait, is she actually ordering a pumpkin spice
she's
latte?
She's going to order a pumpkin spice latte when she gets to the counter at Starbucks.
That is so great, dressed as a pumpkin. I feel bad for Mackenzie. This pumpkin weighs so much. Like, I did not realize it was that big.
So she has all black on and just
this
a huge
awesome.
Black jack-o'-lantern
we're
head.
Like, we're like,
if you want to see this right now, she's like one more away from ordering her drink. She is at Starbucks right now. You can go on our Instagram Live. It's Joe and
so
Mackenzie.
Driving here.
Could you imagine going to Starbucks for your like, typical latte heck? In the morning and seeing a girl with a huge live pumpkin on her
No,
head.
I'd be like, what the heck's going on? You know what's cool? Like, Starbucks is so chill. Like, everybody's accepted. Like, oh, it's no big deal. If you identify as a pumpkin, it's cool.
They're up next in line. It is real. People are, again, live on our Instagram, at Joe and Mackenzie, if you want to watch this live.
Oh, my God. You know what she should do right now? She should dance like that pumpkin, that meme, kind of. If Liv can hear us right now, she should do some pumpkin dancing while she waits to get in
pumpkin
line.
Dance. Pumpkin dance. Pumpkin dance. Yes.
Oh, my God. She's dancing inside the Starbucks. This
yes.
Is so awesome.
Pumpkin head.
Well, that's nice. Maybe she can do the Macarena. Oh, you know what Porkchop's going to do? Porkchop's going to teach her how to do the get-up.
Love it.
Come on, Starbucks. You're supposed to be faster than this.
They're going up next. She's going to order a pumpkin spice latte or protest it.
Porkchop, I got your audio up, so go ahead and talk to me on Instagram. Give me some more commentary. What's happening?
Are the workers looking up at her, noticing anything peculiar? I think they are. They definitely are. I wonder who's going to be brave
All
and
right,
wait on
so
her.
So there's one more person ordering, and then it's Liv. Liv gets to order a pumpkin spice latte with her pumpkin head on.
Yes, and they're making me pay.
Yeah.
Oh, do you feel kind of bad, Liv, having a pumpkin spice latte?
Right now like, that you are a pumpkin?
What's going on here? All right, Liv is up next. Oh, no way. Dude, breaking news, Joe, breaking news.
What?
Starbucks rules you cannot have anything covering your head when you order. She has to take the pumpkin head off.
Wait, you can't have like a headpiece on or anything?
She had to take her head off.
She had to take the pumpkin head
now
off.
Now she looks like a little Dutch woman.
Now she has just a little plastic bag on her head.
Nope, we just got told you're not allowed to wear anything on your head when you're ordering at Starbucks.
Because they want to see your face.
Why does that matter? No, seriously. Hi, if we don't see your face, we can't place your order. That's the dumbest rule I've ever heard.
They don't want people ordering with masks on. Okay, the pumpkin head's back on.
Put it back on. Oh my God, it's so big.
You lost
that was
the dare
so much
dice.
More embarrassing.
Look at the people behind Liv. They're not even looking up as if anything
All right,
is
hold
wrong.
On. I want to check in with Porkchop. I want to turn this down. I want to talk to him on the phone. Hey, Porkchop, are you there on the phone, my man?
Yeah, I'm here on the phone, dude. A little recap. She had to take the pumpkin off of her head because you cannot place an order at Starbucks with anything covering your head. And secondly, there's a lot of people waiting for their drink right now, so we might be here for a while.
Did they think that she was trying to rob the place?
Possibly. I mean, Liv is the most innocent person in the world, so I don't. She's not scary looking, even with the pumpkin head on.
Can she
but
go?
I don't know. Maybe they thought she was trying to rob the place.
It's cool if they kick you out real quick as we wrap this up. Can you have her walk up? She's got to be loud because the pumpkin muffles things. I want her to go up to people that are drinking their drinks and be like, "Hi, I'm Pumpkinhead."
And but Liv, do you have to go up to people?
No, I'm not doing that.
Or just
no,
say, Pumpkinhead wishes you a happy Halloween. Hurry.
All right, I'm going to turn it up real quick.
Oh. 10 seconds. You got to do it right now. Say hi, I'm Pumpkinhead. All right, she's doing it, Joe.
This is so awkward. Hey, round of applause for Liv the Web Girl. The box of shame and punishment has been done. Get your stuff. Mackenzie, did you need to order anything, too?
I just text my order in.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send you guys an order as well. Hey, keep the Instagram live going. Keep it going. But give it a go one more time for Liv the Web Girl. Today's Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead.
All right, coming up next, we've got Joe's Journey, a big update. Don't go anywhere. Joe and Mackenzie, it's Radio Now. Good morning. We just wrapped up Pumpkinhead, and you can see it. It's still live on Instagram. Joe and Mackenzie. What are you doing over there?
I'm calling producer Porkchop and Liv because, and intern Chloe because we have our coffee orders, and I want to make sure they get them.
Okay.
They're not picking up, though.
Oh, you're going to have a rough day if you don't get your coffee.
I know.
All right, well, you keep on trying. I'm going to get into Joe's journey right now. Hey, I did something really big last week. I actually want you to go check it out if you've not already on our IG. It's Joe Mackenzie. I posted a photo. I chose to. I didn't lose a bet or anything or forced to, of me, like, with my shirt off, just to really, like, put it out there, because you sometimes don't realize things until you really look at yourself in the mirror. And I was 394.6, and I still don't have a plan together. I'm being honest. Like, I'm trying to eat better and healthier. I haven't had candy because I don't have diabetes, but I was pretty much almost pre-diabetic when I went got my blood sugar drawn. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to have diabetes if I can stop it. So,
and let's say the real reason you haven't had candy.
Oh, my wife Lindsay's hiding it all.
Lindsay has hidden all of the candy.
Yeah.
I've given up. You can't find it.
Give it up on Halloween candy. There's right. Nothing there. So it was 394.6. What have I been doing? Nothing crazy. Like I said, I'm still trying to figure my crap out. And thank you for messaging me. I feel like sometimes people, Mackenzie, are like, oh my gosh, like this guy can't get his stuff together. You're right. I'm a hot mess. But I'm trying each day to be a little bit better. That's why I'm using the hashtag better each day, closer to my goal and Joe's journey, because that's kind of what's happening here. But anyways, I have walked a crap ton. I did disc golf. I've been walking my dogs. Just basic things. I'm trying not to eat crappy food. Just I don't even have a plan, but just eat better than what I was. Less fast food. And I'll tell you what. It did really well this week. I feel great. And I went from 394.6 to this week, I'm 389.8. I'm down 4.8 pounds.
Awesome.
And I feel great. That's an awesome number. I want it to be 14.8 pounds, but 4.8, I'm going to start looking at that positive mindset, is freaking awesome. In reality, if I'm doing this for long term, I need to lose a couple of pounds a week, not 5 or 10 a week. And I have to, I cannot get to that mindset. It's so hard.
I am so proud of you. First off, if you want to do one thing to jumpstart your weight loss, and Joe has done this and I've talked to him about it, drink tons and tons of water. Flush your body. I have a buddy, you know him as well. He tipped the scale at 400 pounds. He lost over 250 pounds.
Wow.
The number one thing he did, downed water all day, every day. And he said that was just the number one thing. Not anything else, pure water. So something simple if you're looking for it. I had to break some bad news to you though, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Sleep deprivation causes hormone imbalance, and it's
is
10 times harder to lose weight because we have a crazy schedule of getting up at 3 a.m. I'm just telling you, you're going to have to work probably doubly hard. And people that have odd hours know this, because when you lack of sleep, your body just hangs on to it.
Well, that's why as soon as I leave work, I go home and take a nap.
That's why it's important, essential for your physical and mental well-being to be able to go home and take that nap and take care of yourself.
Now I know why I have moobs. It's my hormonal imbalance. and I got hot flashes.
But you got this. I'm so proud of you. It's little things every day and making the decisions.
Thanks, Mackenzie. That's Joe's Journey. We'll check it again this time next week here on Radio Now. Hey, we want to play a little movie game. Call right now if you'd like to play for fun. If you know your like horror movies or Halloween movies, it's 833-563-2539. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. And you know what? I'm in the Halloween spirit. Are you, Mackenzie?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's get into it today. I want to play a little friendly game here on the phone lines, 833-563-2539. On line one, we got Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
What up? I'll lock you in there. And then on line number two, your competitor for fun this morning is Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Hey.
Hey, are you on speakerphone? I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Oh, there
girl,
we go. Wow.
Amazing. You sound great. Okay, ladies, would you say you know scary movies?
A little bit.
Okay, we can have more confidence.
I think I know a little bit.
Okay, you got this.
All right, cool. This is how it's going to work. I'm going to go to line number one first, which is Jessica, which means Marissa, don't guess. You got to be quiet. I'm going to go back and forth between you. I got three clips each. You get to have your own Halloween movie clip. Listen to the clip, and then you got to guess and tell Mackenzie and me the movie. Whoever gets the most right out of three wins. I have an extra one for a tie if we get there, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jessica, this is you first. Make sure you got your radio turned down. You're listening on your phone. This is for Jessica, the Halloween movie.
Hiya, Georgie. Do you want a balloon tour, Georgie? Can you smell the circus? Cotton candy and popcorn. Is that your favorite?
Well, I do.
Do you know that Halloween movie, Jessica?
Yes, it is It.
Ooh, I hate that movie. Yeah.
Have you seen It too yet? Jessica, have you seen the second one?
Yes, I've seen the first one and I've seen the second one. I definitely like the remake better than I like the original.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so they're pretty cool. All right, let's go to Marissa. Jessica, you be quiet. Marissa, you listen up. Here is your movie clip.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people. They're everywhere.
Ooh, that's not that long, but do you know what that one is, Marissa?
Ooh, I want to say it's Scream.
No, it is not. It was actually The Sixth Sense.
That's with a Bruce very Willis.
Good movie. It's all right, though. Hey, 1-0 lead here.
Wow.
Mackenzie, if you can keep score, I'll forget. Jessica's got one. Marissa's got none.
Got it.
Let's go to the second round here. Jessica, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your movie.
Hello. I want to play a game. There is only one key to open the device. It's in the stomach of your dead soulmate.
Oh, do you know that movie, Jessica?
Yes, because I absolutely hate them. It's Saw.
Yes, that is correct.
Jess.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
All right, Marissa, you got to get this, girl.
Yeah, if you miss this one, our winner today is Jessica, and she gets to brag about it till next Halloween, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, Marissa, here you go. Here's your Halloween movie or scary movie. Ooh, that was short. Let me play that again for you.
7 days.
Do you know that movie, Marissa?
It sounds like that Scream now. I'm not sure.
3, 2, 1. Oh. Jessica, do you know what it was?
I want to say it's Scream as well, but I'm not sure.
It's
Think
the
of a ring. I was going to say a lady with long black hair climbing out of the TV.
I hate that movie. That little girl like... Hey, congratulations. Our winner gets to celebrate for an entire year as Jessica. Marissa, thank you so much for calling in. Both of you ladies have a wonderful day. Want to welcome back to the studio here, Liv the Web Girl, also known as our very own
Pumpkin Head.
Poor job. I got to tell you, that is a masterful thing you created right there. That sounds so good.
Thank you. And dude, that was so much fun watching Liv with her pumpkin head on. Seriously made my day.
We were cracking up because some people were like, oh, but then they acted like it was no big thing. Like when you guys were in there for a few minutes, people were just carrying on like
people
normal.
People were like trying to act, I think, normal also too. They were probably still waking up. But everyone was just like giving us side eyes like, what is going on? What are they going to do next?
This one guy in the car next to us at a red light looked at Liv and just started dying laughing.
Yeah, one girl awesome. Was listening to us and she walked in. She's like, no way. It's going to be the Starbucks I'm headed to right now. And then she walked in and it was the Starbucks. And she's like, I was just listening to you guys.
That's amazing.
I love it. Hey, you can see it on Instagram. Joe and Mackenzie. We'll also put it up at joemackenzie.com. So, Mackenzie, you brought up an interesting thing here. And it's always, I think, a topic of hot debate. 833-563-2539 if you want to join in the convo. And it has to do with social media.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting. So within our group of friends, there is a couple and they have a joint social media. And this is like apparently a common thing. So it's like their names combined, like Tim Courtney. Like, so it's Tim and Courtney's account. And it's just really interesting. I don't know. I think it's very bizarre. And I'm just wondering why couples feel the need to do a joint account. Maybe they want to do everything together. I get that. But then what I think somebody brought up, it was either Chops or Liv, that then there's definitely trust issues within the relationship if you have a joint account so you both have access all the time.
I say 99.8% of couples that have a joint account, somebody cheated or they have trust issues from previous relationships.
You think?
Yes. Why would you have a joint account? Unless like grandma and grandpa, maybe like they don't know what they're doing to mix it. Let's take that out of the loop. I don't want to do calls about that.
Right.
But please, if you could tell me I'm wrong or explain to us, I just don't see, Mackenzie, why you would have a joint account as a couple.
So we want to know, do you have a joint account or do you have friends that have a joint account? And if you do have a joint account, whose idea was it and why do you share?
833-563-2539. We'll kick things off with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what are your thoughts on that joint social media accounts?
I think it's weird unless you're like old and married. I think it's cute. So my parents have a joint Facebook account. And it's majority for my mom, and my dad kind of like gets on and comments, and at the end he puts his name so we know who it is. But like I have friends who have joint Instagrams and stuff like that, and it just causes so many problems.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's cute if you're old.
Now, you're married. Why do your friends have joint accounts?
I don't know. They're super sensey about it.
No, like, but I wanted to ask Elizabeth, though, too. Like, why?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my friends. No. They're sensey about it. They're like sensitive. They're
Elizabeth,
like, back off.
Why do your friends have joint accounts?
They think it's cute. And I'm like, no, it's not cute. It causes so many problems. Like, that was not smart.
That must be their message to the public. Like, it's cute. Behind the scenes, like, you dog, you're going to cheat on me again?
I feel like he is claiming her or she is claiming him within this relationship. Like, okay, so Chops, you and your man, very close. Would you have a joint account?
Oh, no.
No.
We've talked about this. We've seen people that have joint accounts, and we're both like, why do they do that?
Okay,
like,
so you're not in.
Yeah, no,
okay.
We're not in.
Mackenzie or Liv, let's say, forget like the whole feminist thing, Liv, but just in general, if your guy's like, hey, I really think it'd be best if we just had a joint account, would either one of you do that?
Absolutely not. I think that it's a sign, which just might be me like reaching and like really being over dramatic. I think it's a sign of codependency. Like if you can't even be dependent enough to have your own social media account, then what's actually going on in the actual real life relationship?
I agree. Absolutely not. Heck to the no. And I feel like if he wanted, I would question, it'd be a red flag to me if he wanted to do that. Because someone is calling dibs on somebody else.
Can we hear some juicy stories? Like, it doesn't even have to necessarily be you. It could be your friend or somebody you know. Like, they created a joint account because, like, something went down. Like, what happened? I want to hear from this.
We know there's a story behind these joint accounts.
833-563-2539. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Happy Halloween Eve. Can we call it that? I think I just did.
Yes, Hallow's Eve.
We're taking a few more calls here. If you got anything, 833-563-2539. Shared social media accounts, except for grandma and grandpa. Is that kind of a troublesome thing here? I mean, I say if that happens, that means somebody was cheating in the relationship. Olivia, thanks for hanging on. You're on Joe Mackenzie. What did you want to say?
I want to say that my sister actually has a joint Facebook and Instagram with her husband,
Because through Facebook, she found out that he was talking to multiple women, and so she caught him cheating. And one of her conditions, if they were going to work things out, is that they needed to do a joint social media, and that's what they've been doing for about a year now, and they usually get teased about it. And the first question people ask them, like, who cheated? Like, who
did it? Theory is proven. I knew there was something behind
now,
it.
Now, let's be honest here, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy or that he would cheat again. Maybe it's just a one-time thing. I believe people can't have redemption. But if you are a cheater, is it really going to make a difference by having the joint account? Like, you can't create a separate one?
Yeah, I don't think it'll make a difference, because once you cheat one time, you're going to find a way. It doesn't matter how, it's just you're going to find a different way to do it.
So. Olivia, that is so juicy. Thank you for the fresh squeeze this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I like it. All right, now we're going to go to Anonymous here. So, Anonymous, well, we won't say your name, but we'd like to hear your story. What happened?
So, me and my significant other does have a joint Facebook account, but we've been together for about, I would say, 6-7 years now, and there's no cheating or anything like that going on. So we don't have, like, trust issues. You don't, look through my phone or anything. We just have one just in case if, something was to happen to me or something was to happen to him, then family can, just constantly just, contact us, because, like, a lot of my family don't have his phone number. Some of his family don't have mine. So we just keep it just to keep in contact or if something was to happen. But it's mainly just family, friends, and, we just have one. Just, it's simple. And a lot of other, like relationships, a lot of people anyways always goes on their significant other's Facebook with their email password, so it's kind of almost
they
like
do? I don't think they do that.
Has Lynn's been on your Instagram, Joe?
No, I would not allow my wife to be on my stuff, and I'm not hiding anything, but Anonymous, thanks for the call. I disagree about that last part. I don't think people actually do that.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know, 833-563-2539 if you're always logging on. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What did you want to say about joint social media accounts?
So I think they're ridiculous. The girl I'm dating, ex-husband and her, had a joint account, and he would use it as a way to control her. Like, she couldn't open up messages before he'd open them, and he wouldn't let her comment unless he had already commented on something. So it's like he used it as a way to just control her.
Joe,
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Joe posed the question, hey, girl, like if someone you wanted to date wanted to do this, and that's why I said absolutely not. That would be a red flag.
No, you have to have some like autonomy to it, right? And your own outlet. I just thought it was really creepy and weird when she told me that.
It goes to the old adage, someone should not, they should not complete you, but add, you should be whole as yourself, and they could add to your happiness.
Let's go to Haley this morning. We'll wrap it up with you. What did you want to say, Haley?
Hi, so my husband now, he was married prior, and prior to that, we actually have a 10-year-old, so we were together before they got married.
Yeah.
They got a joint Facebook when they got married, and come to find out, it was because she was actually the emotional and physical abuser in the relationship. She stopped all contact between me and him, so I had to contact her to get even information about my son. So they had one so that way she could control him and see if we were talking.
So it's a control issue. Very interesting.
Thank you for calling in.
We learned a lot.
Tell you right now, if you see like, hey, there's Joe and Lindsay together on Facebook, it means my wife busted me cheating, okay?
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Okay, cheating's wrong. That obviously makes you a dummy if you cheat on your partner, but you can't do something at a wedding where there's a photo booth. Listen to what happened to this person.
Oh, no.
A wedding guest was caught cheating with a married father in the photo booth after the DJ shared the photos on social media. He didn't know that they weren't a couple, that they were cheating on each other. He's like just sharing his stuff, plugging in Joe's mobile DJ service, and the photos were up there like of his photo booth. And a woman spotted the photos of the cheaters and shared them online. She pointed out that the woman in the pictures arrived at the event alongside another dude who she was seen getting close with in that same photo booth not long before kissing another man. The other man Well, he was a married father, and I guess apparently the kiddos were actually in the photo booth too because they were so little, like seeing this go down.
What?
Yes. Not good. I guess one of the wedding guests was kind of mad at the married man. She knew the other woman. So she uploaded them of the cheating husband to the social media pages for everybody to see online. And it's just like, look at here, Mackenzie. Here's the photos you can kind of see of this guy.
They're
full on
like making it out.
Yeah, they're like going at it hardcore inside there. Like, oh my, whoa.
Oh, wow. As you scroll down, it gets a little more crazy.
That's insane. I will share this up on my Dummy of the Day blog.
Oh, he can't deny that happened because there's photographic evidence.
But just not to condone cheating, but next time you're going to cheat on somebody, make sure you don't do it in a photo booth where the photos get printed out and everybody gets to see.
Right.
That right there is your Dummy of the Day.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Joe and Mackenzie.
Chop should come in with his evil laugh. I love it.
Joe and Mackenzie.
So creepy.
You should do a side job where you just stand on somebody's porch, like for Halloween. And you just do that voice. I bet they'd give you some money. Okay. Creepy, but all right. Hey, it is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find us. And, of course, 833-563-2539. If you'd ever like to be part of the conversation, for example, Pork Chop, I want you to share with everybody what you did last night because I was kind of surprised.
Oh, last night, me and my boyfriend, we went out to eat at where I serve at Sullivan's Steakhouse, and it was fantastic.
Will you tell us about your divine dinner? Because I didn't get dinner last night, so I just want to live vicariously through you.
I got the cheesesteak egg rolls. Then I got a wedge salad. He got a French onion soup. Then I got a 12-ounce filet mignon, a $50 filet mignon, and he got the 22-ounce cowboy ribeye cut. And then we finished it off with a strawberry cheesecake, New York-style cheesecake dessert.
Can I ask you something personal?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this is the thing when I go on dates. Are you guys, your bellies too full? Like, do you just chill then, the nighttime, or was there still hanky-panky after you have a huge meal like that?
We hanky-panky'd earlier in the day.
Oh!
So.
Come on, guys. Real quick. Quick, quit saying hanky-panky. I feel like we're talking about my grandparents doing it.
you know, flipping pancakes.
Hanky-panky!
I was just wondering, because a lot of times when you take a girl or a guy to a really lavish meal, afterwards you just feel so full and just like cause you feasted. You know, you had a feast, so you don't want to.
Yeah, we were both pretty tired. But yeah, it was so good. Oh, and I forgot to say, we both got two drinks, too. And oh, the drinks, they were so good. So now, since I work at the steakhouse there at Sullivan's, I had won a couple of contests. And so I had like $100 to use for free, and I get 50% off. So our bill was $204, and I only had to pay $4.
Wow.
That's great.
That's incredible. Would you really say $4 on your bill? How great.
$4.
Okay, can we talk about the cereal? I mean, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great thing. Who told you to get that job?
Chris Hogan.
Your financial
advisor? Who got Chris Hogan on the show?
Well, you.
Okay. We should bring him back.
Hold on, Mackenzie. You were not here for this just yet, but I want to explain. I'm a little butthurt. I'm just going to be straight honest. I am not happy about this. And 833-563-2539, you don't have to tear into Pork Chop, but if you could be honest and call us up right now and tell him what I'm about to tell him, that he did the wrong thing. You took your now boyfriend for what, 2 weeks and 3 days?
No, three weeks.
Wow, okay. 3 week boyfriend. Nice guy. I like him. He's cool. But I've been your guy for a year. I've been supporting you through the good times, the bad times, and you know I love a good steak. I just don't understand. And I told you, I'm like, hey, this financial thing, to get yourself right, you need to go to take yourself out there and get this job and make it happen. You should have taken me to go to that dinner, dude. We could have hung out and talked about the show and planned out like the holidays and all these different things. But the fact that you went without me,
Joe,
and you took your man.
Joe, he wants to wine and dine his lover.
He would have had money. I wouldn't have been that expensive. You would have had like $100 left over.
Wait, you think I should have taken you out to eat instead of my boyfriend?
That would have been the weirdest.
No, it wouldn't have been romantic. Buddies go out to eat all the time. And honestly, yes, in this situation, because you weren't paying for it, I don't think I should make you pay for me. But I'm just kind of upset. No, Mackenzie, I'm upset that he didn't take me. It kind of bothers me a little bit.
What about if your boy was in the mix, like you and the cute couple? But maybe they wanted to have a romantic vibe, Joe. You'd just be weird on the side, like chowing down on steak.
Well, then go do that on your own dime.
No, Joe, I how about this?
This is awkward.
Does anybody, 833-563-2539, can anybody hear me?
Maybe I will win some more contests, save up some more, you know, comp cards, and then the next time I have another $100 off to spend, I'll take you.
Can I tell you something really weird?
Yeah.
I had a gentleman, and I'm sure he's really nice. He offered me $500 to take me to your steakhouse for dinner and dozens of roses.
That would have been so weird serving and you came in.
No, you don't pay me to go on dates with you. It was very sweet.
There's nothing wrong with paid dating.
Yeah, give me the money.
Yes,
give me...
there is a different term for that.
Yeah, then you could have tipped me the $500. You should have been like, you know what? Take this $500 and tip this nice young man.
What would you have done if I obliged and went? And I'm sure he's a fabulous person. I just, I thought it was interesting. It was your steakhouse that he wanted to take me to.
You should have went.
I think our phones are broken. Nobody's calling in right now.
Does no one feel bad for you, Joe? He wanted to take his man for a romantic night.
Are they working?
That's like if you got something and instead of taking Lynn's, you took
pork chop. Mackenzie, he got this because we told him to go get this job.
Well, he got this on his own because he's a really
hard
worker.
And some new man of 3 weeks rolls into his life when guess who what? Guess who was there in the beginning? Guess who welcomed you to the city? Guess who took you disc golfing?
I'll take you out disc golfing today. How about
that? No, I don't want to do that. I wanted steak and cheesy stuff.
He's really hurt. I think he misses your attention because your new man's come in the mix and you give him all your attention.
All right, well.
Joe used to be your old man.
Thanks, pork chop.
Now he's
old
and busted.
I'm glad
in
you
your
guys
eyes.
Had a great date night. That's all that matters, I guess.
I forgot to mention, we had three cheese mac and cheese and au gratin potatoes with white cheddar and bacon, too.
Stop
yes.
it.
Yes.
Joe and Mackenzie, it's Radio Now 100.9. Hey, if you missed anything on today's show, go to joemackenzie.com or you just want to see anything. Also, radionowindy.com. The biggest thing that we did today that I think is worth a checking out of is something that Porkchop and I spent a lot of time on. I think we spent about 3 days working on this. We had to get in the studio. We had to get some time to come up with this.
Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkin. Pumpkinhead.
Liv had to be a pumpkinhead today, and you can see the full video soon at joemackenzie.com, but you can see the little preview on our IG story live. It's Joe Mackenzie. What do you got going on today, Porkchop?
Got some sad news.
Oh, man, okay.
My boyfriend's mom has pancreatic cancer. And she's having the tumor removed from her pancreas today. I forget what hospital, somewhere here downtown. She's actually from Terre Haute. She made the hour drive here, and she's in surgery right now. So I would love, you know, thoughts, prayers. So I'm going to try to bust out of here as soon as possible so me and my boyfriend can go be there at the hospital with his family.
All right, aww. Well, definitely. Let's get you out of here. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's going on with you?
I have to go to my second job directly after this, and then I'm going to be taking a cycle bar class later to whip my butt into shape before Halloween this weekend. And actually, the cycle bar that I work at in Trader's Point, it's right next to a Halloween store, so it's kind of nice because I have to pop over there because I'm trying to find last-minute details for my Khaleesi costume.
Nice. Amazing. And Mackenzie... What do you
got
going on today?
Well, I haven't stopped since yesterday morning at 5 a.m. So I did the show, did TV, I got home late, went to bed. Okay, same thing. So today I have to go meet with my dad after this. I have to do some paperwork. Then I have to rush and pick up my little girl from school. And then I am hosting an event for us tonight at 5. So I got to get her situated with babysitter, make sure she gets her homework done. And I'm going to Illusions Bar and Grill. It's the address is 3361 West 86th Street in Indy for live after 5. It'll be my first one. It's a really cool young professionals networking event. There's going to be cocktails, apparently games. I found out I am the guest speaker tonight.
Oh,
I just
wow.
found that out. So
congratulations.
It should be a great time. And then I'm going to rush home so I can put my little girl to bed and finish homework and do this all over again.
It's going to be awesome. Like, so Mackenzie, how'd you get into doing TV stuff? Well, Mackenzie,
I am glad you asked, sister.
Hold on. Nobody else can hear this, but maybe I can. Mackenzie, tell me how you got involved in TV.
Well, what I did was...
So that should be fun.
I don't know what I'm doing. It's raining, so there's no disc golf today. I can't even walk my dogs. I guess I'm going to have to go take a nap.
Oh, my gosh. I hate you.
Halloween-y.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, I'll do something Halloween-y.
You can take all those pumpkin seeds you carved out of that giant pumpkin I wore on my head and roast them.
Okay. Well, hey, we can't do anything unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, live the web, girl.
Pumpkin.
And whoever else I miss, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.